just talking about artists and musicians. I'm talking about anyone who creates goods and services that other people want. You know, people who work. That would include waitresses, plumbers, carpenters, production line workers, and many others. These are the people who are continuously creating wealth. These are the people who have a net positive effect on the economy and on people's lives. These are the people who deserve our respect and our support. Then we have the people who are mainly engaged in stealing the wealth that the creative people create. That would be bankers, politicians, lawyers, bureaucrats, and other deplorables. You get the idea. But we should always remember that a few of these people actually have a net positive social balance. Some of them create more than they destroy. When evaluating anyone's net worth, we should be careful to do all the moral accounting honestly. And we should account for all the details to the degree that we can. Everyone should always have a chance to thoroughly defend themselves. In general, if you create more than you destroy, you have a positive social balance. Otherwise, it would be a good thing for you and for everyone else if you'd clean up your act, support the makers, and do your best to gently reform the takers. There seems to be a sort of authoritarian cycle. We get periods of mass insanity, which are usually referred to as either riots or wars. Fortunately, most people prefer to avoid entanglement with wars and riots. Mass murder and environmental destruction are not popular. Eventually, the excitement dies down and cooler heads prevail for a while. I think we could ameliorate or eliminate the authoritarian cycle by basing our society on a better model. The lawfare model is neither scientific nor logical. The rule of lawyers has been failing us for at least centuries. A civilization based on the right of refusal is both scientifically and mathematically valid. A civilization based on the right of refusal is also logical from a practical, common sense point of view. If you don't like it, just say no. Honoring the right of refusal can reduce or eliminate most social conflict. Our flawed legalistic model of governance accumulates social errors at a very high rate. When enough social errors have been accumulated, we get wars and riots. A more open and more free model would produce a lot less social errors and a lot more time between periods of instability. Open source governance would be a good thing. It doesn't make much difference who wins the war. What makes a difference is who wins the peace. That would be the cooler heads that prevail. Before the war or after the war, it still boils down to a struggle between the creators and the criminals. The creators can decide what's created, when it's created, and who is allowed to use the created wealth. The criminals decide who to rob, who to kidnap, and who to kill. Thankfully, there are at least 100 times as many creators as criminals. We could reduce the crime rate on planet Earth by 99%. Just get rid of all the governments and the crime rate goes down by 99%. And all the creators would see their incomes immediately double. Just because we don't use coercive methods to fund governance doesn't mean we can't use non-coercive means to fund governance. If you're an armed robber, you can currently avoid guilt by calling it taxation. We need to put an end to that delusion. The use of euphemisms for analysis should be rigorously avoided. Don't say taxation, incarceration, education, and war. Say armed robbery, kidnapping, brainwashing, and mass murder. Freedom really works. Slavery really sucks.